Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. 8:52, Thursday morning here on KSJE. We have an extra segment for you this morning, talking with some of the members of the Farmington High School Theater Department about their upcoming production of The Wizard of Oz. And so let me introduce my guests who are now joining me here in Studio A. None other than the director of the theater department from Farmington High School, Dallas Padovan, is here. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you, Scott. Thank you so much for having us.
Welcome to KSJE. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
You bet. And you brought a couple of your actors with you this morning.
So I did. My stars.
We will introduce them as well as the cameras come on. Casey Stein is here. And Casey, you are playing Aunt Em, and also Glinda the Good Witch,
yes, sir,
in Wizard of Oz.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to you. Good to have you here. Peter Meyer is also here. Peter is a scarecrow in the production. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And none of you are strangers to the stage, I must say. You've all had previous experience. And so this is coming up. Gosh, Wizard of Oz, it'll be opening soon, right, Dallas?
Yeah, we open on Friday, March 24th. So you have a couple of weeks before we open. Run March 24th, 25th, and then the next weekend, the 30th, 31st, and April 1st.
You're not fooling.
Not fooling.
April 1st.
April Fool's jokes.
Okay.
We're going to have a
had
good
go
performance
there.
That night. No jokes on the stage. All right, you two.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And try to keep to a minimum.
All right.
But there you go. That's coming up. And so tickets available at a number of places, right?
Yes. So you can get them at the door with cash. You can also use card if you'd like. But you can also go online to Farmington Municipal Schools Athletics. Mm-hmm. Go to their online website. There's a ticket sales there. And you can just buy and purchase them on there online. Ready to go on your phone.
All right. And as we're showing to our video audiences this morning, but if you're listening on the radio, general admission tickets are $10, teachers are $8, and Farmington Municipal School students are paying $5.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. So a couple of weeks out, and so that also gives you a couple of weeks, you, to get things together. But you were telling me before we came on the air this morning that that the show's it's coming together, right?
Absolutely.
The rehearsals are gelling, and you're kind of seeing what's coming, correct?
Yes, sir.
Casey, talk to me a little bit about your involvement then as Aunt Em and Glinda, because those are two very different characters.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think it's so funny and such a good character opportunity and learning opportunity as an actor. From second to second, I'm switching from like a harsh country voice. I'm yelling all the time. Well, maybe that's just my fault.
Maybe.
As well. And then like the next second, I'm a pretty princess type character, super floaty, and so it's definitely been a challenge, but super, super fun, and I think that goes for a lot of us as well,
Okay. Switching
over from Kansas to Oz.
Right, right, very true. Peter, let me ask you kind of the same question, though. You are a scarecrow, and so how are you getting into character for someone with no brain? What does that mean?
I try to think of it like I am a child who, like, doesn't know much about the world, but has a lot of awe and wonder, but also has some common sense and just doesn't realize it.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
How about that? Very good. Dallas, anything that you talk to your actors about to get them to understand their characters? I mean, Wizard of Oz is a pretty famous story, and so I think a lot of folks are familiar, at least, with it. But have you changed it up a little bit?
No, we're going pretty classic on this one.
Yeah,
okay. We're going really the kind of the classic route. I think getting back to the roots of just like where theater came from and where the movies were back in the day, the kind of just fast-paced, light, breezy feel of it, super family-friendly. And Peter actually also goes back and forth. He plays a character in Kansas, too.
Okay.
And comes back into Scarecrow. So with those, we talk a lot about beat work, just really making sure that you know what your lines mean and what's coming next. Really working on your body work and your physicality with it, which will kind of lead into it. And also just natural ability. A lot of my kids are really, really wonderfully natural on stage and off. So just cultivating that and making it and heightening it and making it better.
Right. So, there you go. A big, big cast, it looks like to me, when we show everybody from the photo. And so that's a lot of moving parts, I would think, to keep track of on stage and off stage.
It is huge. Yeah. Directing, we have a whole tech team. We have props, sound, costume, lights. What am I missing? Sets.
Oh, so much.
We have about 55 high school students in the production. And then we have 55 students all together, and then 9 of those are middle school students. And so it actually keeps growing. We just actually had a couple people join our tech crew so that they could come on board and help us out. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And the middle school students you have cast as your munchkins, have
I,
you not?
I
right?
have.
Okay. Because they're a bit vertically challenged at this point in their lives, perhaps,
at
right?
At this moment.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. You
there
say.
There is one middle schooler who is about twice my size.
Oh, okay.
But he isn't limited to a munchkin. He's also part of Emerald City as well. So he's kind of bringing it. He's ready.
Got a couple of different parts. Okay.
He was so tall. I was like, you know, we got to use him.
Right.
And he's talented.
Absolutely. He's so funny.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah. Excited to have him at the school.
Well, that's great. And so, this is not neither one of your first time on stage, of course. Casey, you've performed in other productions as well, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I've been performing since I was about 12, with the Heather McGoy Children's Theater, Youth Theater, and stuff like that. And I've performed with Farmington High School as long as I've been at Farmington High School.
You're a senior now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I've done every show all but one. So, okay. Yeah.
Very good. And you reminded me that we were on stage. You and I were on stage together.
Something
in Annie.
Like, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. I work for Four Corners Musical Theater Company. And so very often I am a spotlight operator. And so, you, me, Scott, we've worked together. I've been your spotlight before.
There you go.
Well, shine on stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Perfect. Very good. And Peter, you're no stranger either. You were busy all last summer, as you were telling me, and with some other things, and you're just a freshman at Farmington High School, right?
Sophomore.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
He's got that face. It's just that brain. No, that's
all right. Now who doesn't have a brain? It's this guy. it's the host of the show, right over here. This guy. But anyway, tell us a little bit about your track record. You performed most of last summer, right?
Yeah, last summer I was also with the Four Corners Musical Theater Company with Casey. I was an extra in the shows Pirates of Penzance and The Music Man, and those shows were very fun to be in. They were just a whole bundle of joy to participate in. And as far as past goes, my first role was also at Farmington High School, coincidentally enough, but it was when I was in middle school. And again, coincidentally,
not a munchkin, but something else.
No, I was a munchkin.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah,
I'm reading ahead.
In a rewritten production of Wizard of Oz called Ward Oz.
Ah, okay, very, very good. Well, and I wanted to ask you about last summer because that was a pretty hectic rehearsal schedule and performance schedule, and being in the two shows back to back, you had to kind of turn things around pretty quickly there between the two, right? Music Man and Pirates of Penzance, right?
Yeah, well, we didn't start them all at once. We started with Music Man first, and then, like, near the tail end of Music Man, we added in Pirates.
Right.
So it wasn't that hectic, but it did help that some of my family members were also doing the play, so, like, they could drive me there if I needed them to, and then we'd just be there together performing there. And overall, it was a lot of fun, and I hope to spend this summer doing the exact same thing, because...
Very good.
It was one of the most fun summers I'd had in a while.
Very, very good. Well, let's go back to Wizard of Oz, because that is what we're talking about this morning.
Right, yes, sorry.
I asked you the question. It's my... No, but I wanted to mention Dallas Padovan. Can you talk about what's going on in this picture here?
So we have one of our stage managers, Nirvana. At the top, we have our our vice president of the troupe on our left, Koi, and then one of our class members on our right there, just painting the set.
Okay. There's the Olympic Road.
There is a lot of paint that has been thrown on this set. Let me tell you, I think we've probably gotten to about 30 gallons of paint.
Okay.
Of all the colors. So
gotcha.
Get ready.
Very colorful.
Very colorful.
Be ready for that. This is another picture that you sent of Emerald City, is that what we're looking at, or what we're looking, or the Witch's Castle?
Yeah, this is the Witch's Castle.
I got it.
Do you want to say something about it, Casey?
Oh, I would love to. We're really confused on how we could make the Witch's Orb, mm-hmm. and something about disco balls has really like connected us to Oz. I think this year, and whenever we saw just that picture alone, proved to us that we were right in our assumptions, and putting the disco ball there, I think, really. Really brought something else to the Wizard of Oz that maybe we haven't seen before, and it's really an incredible set. That Witch's Castle is all to herself. It mm-hmm. stays there. It doesn't move, mm-hmm. and we've made a great use out of it. For
nice,
sure.
Nice, very very good. And then here, what are we looking at here?
And this is the main crew. We have our lion on the left there, which is Arabella. We have our Dorothy there, which is our shortest one of the crew. That's Alec. There's Peter right there.
There he is.
And on our right, we have Mackenzie, who is playing the Tin Man.
Nice. Ooh. Very, very good. They're ready to go. And they're on the Yellow Brick Road.
They are. Uh-huh. Our set's in disarray, but they're ready to go.
Okay. So. Well, that's okay. That's right. You got a couple of weeks. So
it doesn't look like that anymore.
Yeah, it's okay. I bet not. I bet that's true. All right. Well, let's wrap up then. We have The Wizard of Oz coming up, right, with the Farmington High School Theater Department. And again, the first performance will be on March 24th.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
24th, 25th, and then the following weekend?
Yeah, the 30th, 31st, and then we close on the 1st.
Okay. Yeah. And the show's at 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock. Doors are going to open at 6:30. Community members, $10. For teachers in the district, it's $8. And then students in the district, it's $5.
Okay. Yeah. Very, very good. Well, much good luck, everybody. Thank you for coming in this morning and talking about your experiences. And what do they say? Break all the legs? Is that what we say?
Break the legs.
Yeah.
All right. All right, everyone. Thank you very much. You're very welcome. My guest this morning from Farmington High School, The Wizard of Oz, coming to the stage in a couple of weeks. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.